with yesterday. Thank you very much for putting on the board. Aruch HaShulchan, we'll come to you later. Thank you, Mordechai. We'll try to get to you sometime or other. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Kuf and a number of important comments. Yesh b'zeh shayla. Heichi mashkachas ala haidina shetevi beria kshiyesh bo afroach. Demimonashach. Im makirin b'chutz shiyesh bo afroach yitlu amisha. Ein makirin b'chutz minoy haidinan shiyesh bo afroach. That's the question. Ev shalom. L'olam b'iyun heitev yesh lahakim b'chutz. Akshen is arva baharbe mayos beitzim. One egg which has a semi-formed chicken inside, which is therefore treif, is among hundreds. V'yesh torach rav livdo kulam be'iyun heitim b'chutz. Got to look in the sun, or again, what they call candled. V'yahave amrinon dihi betela ain't sorach letroach bazeh. Aval achshav she'ena b'teila muchrachu o she'estru kol ha'beitzin o livdal kulam ad she'imtzu'uha. So what's the Aruch HaShulchan teaching us over here? He's teaching us that if you have to search through hundreds of eggs, the difficulty, if you look into the sun or look into a candle area, what we call, that is a torach rav. And if it's a torach rav, even though it's discernible with this torach rav, it's considered to be on a level of Daraisa, certainly bottle. And now we're discussing on the level of Darabonon. Is it a barrier or not a barrier? Everyone with me so far? This is a critical, critical Aruch HaShulchan. Because this Aruch HaShulchan is telling us that something can be bottle on a level of Daraisa, even though it's eminently discernible. He doesn't say you can't visualize it. All you have to do is go to the sun, take each and every one of these hundreds of eggs out, and look in the sun, and you will find, indeed, in due time, the one that has the unformed chicken inside. But it's a torach rav, and on a level of Doraisa, you're not required to undergo this torach rav in order to find what has to be found. This is a very, very important yisod in the Aruch HaShulchan. Does everyone agree with him? Absolutely not. Not everyone agrees with the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Aruch HaShulchan says so. And as I wanted you to see this on the screen initially, this is what he says. Now, once we hear Aruch HaShulchan, let's take a little further. Oh, watch this now. A summation of some of the problems. The problems are, how in the world do we eat Bizman HaZeh? I don't know where I should start. The Aruch HaShulchan is now going to try to figure out. Oh, let's start from here. Vida. Remember with me so far? We're going to... You know the Aruch HaShulchan loves Klal Yisrael, just so you know. He's always tried to find a way to defend Klal Yisrael, even though we're doing things which are seemingly we can't really understand it. Right? B'chol ha'medina seyaduam lanu b'mos ha'kayetz. What's kayetz mean? Summertime. Harachash. What's rachash? Rochashim. Right? Matzui b'kol minei machol. Ubiichud elu ha'nemolim sh'anikroi milbin, a kind of ant-like. Metzuyim harbe b'chol mine kemach, and all the flour, and groifin, which is a kind of a, that's kind of some, what would you call it in English? Kind of grains that you normally eat. Ukemachi yev sh'li molet mizeh. Ubevade azrizim medaktikim b'chol yev sh'li molet mizeh. Vadayin kulehai v'ulai, expression of Chazal. After all the checking and checking and checking, still an ulai, you may be still be ingesting bugs. The kavachomer kol hamon beis Yisrael. He loved so much the Aruch HaShulchan. He was a man of the masses, of the people. He's here to defend the plain people, not just the intellectual elite. We spoke about a little bit on our shiur on Monday, you know, the Tamid Chachomim here in this room. He's here to defend everybody. She'enem edakim v'ochlem b'kol habobi yodam k'she'enem ro'an lehejah milvin. Look, if a Jew sees a bug, he's not going to eat it, chas v'shalom. Probably even a goyim probably wouldn't want to eat a bug. but he doesn't see it. V'chalila lomar sheklal yisrael yikosh lebiyisa gono kozeh. Chas v'shalom. Watch this now. You got this is theology already. V'lo nicho lemorayu. Hashem is baruch doesn't want not nicho to him. The amrit alayu hachit to say about his children such a thing. Can you imagine this? This is mamash. We think like the pitchiva. But the pitchiva was a chassidish rebbe. Hashem was a misnagim. And he is saying that the holy Jewish people, it's inconceivable that all of them are doing such an aveira. Can't be. It just can't be. The royal lechap is schus. Ukfanis oru gedolim bedorah shelefaneinu lahamtzi schus b'nin chazgodol hazeh. The Rambam said of the Shemaya, what they said and what I think. Your doubt. We saw yesterday inside. Those who were yesterday, we saw the placing inside. Hagoyin, crazy, you placey, says, you will line up in a Shimshon and a Rajba, the Beria Betela Bakar of the Elif. The Zelvada, the Shir Zeh, Harbiyosa Yatamid. Okay, this is what it says. Fine, Bottle be Elif. This is what the Rebbe Yonison says. Good, that's number one. This is all Chazor from yesterday, Tezvav. The Rif left out the Mishnah completely, right? Why? He learns like Rashi. Hai Tana Sfile Dafka Dovashim Aminyan V'Isuri Hanor Lo Botil Hochad Minayo Botil V'cholekas HaMishnah D'chulin. Because you said yesterday our Mishnah is talking about non-Isuri Hanor Nevela and Gid Pasuk Arif Commission of the Shom. As we said, therefore the Rif also is Mekil. No Din of Beria he's suggesting over here. So you have a combination of the people's bottle of Elif, and he has a Psaraivit, it's bottle in the 1200, and some say 960. So there were many days. The Bahag and the Rif and the Raiv and the Rash and the Yashbo and the Zeruah, maybe Rashi. I, the Rosh, asks Akasha. Yesh the Yashin. And we gave the Torah, we read the Torah yesterday. Remember that we said that we read it inside. But the main point is not, over here, is not the Isra, it's the Heter. So therefore, the Tzrichasa, that was the Bikasha, the Rosh. Tzrichasa. That indicates that the same as the Chaticha Rul Eskabe, which is Zicha, not Batal B'Elef, before Shetel Sefta, here too? No! He gave the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan said, we saw yesterday. Hine, Diri HaGoyin, Ein Tzrichim Chizuk. Ein Tzrichim Chizuk. Why? Kedai Obelezes, Vachom B'Shasat Chak, Afila B'Yochel B'Mokom Rabim, B'Shasat Chak, Anisa the Rabbonon, here too it's the Rabbonon, as he said in Siv Beis. Why is it the Rabbonon? Let's go take a quick flip back. Quick. Says the Rabbanan, it's important to know what he's referring to himself in Siv Beis. What's in Siv Beis? Yes, Beria. Because the Indian Malkus, Osra Torah Beria. Even there's no Kazayis, even Kolshu, Chayim Malkus, Chashivusa. Yes. Hechmiru HaKachomim, Gambe Bitulo. Almena Torah Hibetela, Kishari Yisurim. L'cheng sheish suffik yimik riberim lav suffik the rabbanon v'holchem v'sveikol l'hokil tazif katan aleph. It's all about the rabbanon. We had a shmuz in Beis Medrash earlier today about this issue. We'll come back to it one of these days. Okay, fine. So it's all the rabbanon. So it's the rabbanon. You rely on the mekil mishas atchak, as we said until now. Fine. So far, so good. Now he starts the next. We mentioned this in Shia yesterday, but we didn't have it in print. I read it to you about Pe at the end of the Shia. Hagoyin Mishkanis Yankov. He says what he said until now. Yeah, another head. An interesting head. Hagemara Medara Breria Lechaticha Ruel Iskabe. V'ovid Benayot Tzvichasa. V'atamu. Meshach Hashivas V'davachosha Lobot. Din came near us as the Mishkanis Yankov. Dahainu Dafka Im HaBreria O HaChaticha Menes Be'einah. Vini Keres, you can see it. Raksha Ein Yodua Eza Asurak. I see in front of me. I see 100 Gidin. One is Gidan Noshe, and the others are not. I have no idea which one. I can't. They're indiscernible. You can't just one tell one from the. But each one you see in big bold relief. Then we say it's a Chaticha real Iskabe. It's a barrier. It's not but fine. Gid Bechaticha Shenika B'Mashal B'Fnei Atzman V'Chashivus Analei.
Mamish
They're going to, how do we say it? For the rest of eternity, they're never going to be visible as separate units. There's stuck, these little creatures are stuck in the flower, they're stuck in the item, they're never going to be seen. Lo noda b'komon, aye, lo nemar olav b'ryashayni, kevan she'en lo mokam b'fnei atzmo, she'chashivu so'olav, end quote. That's Meiridik. He, the Aruch HaShulchan, is not such a big fan. Why? He tells you why. Because if you get Malkus, if it's Be'en, and the reason for the Yisur with the Rabbonim, because of the Chiv Malkus, so therefore, there should be not Batla B'Tarovus. I don't know, is that such a big Kasha? Why is it a big Kasha? You get Malkus Be'en because it's Be'en. Here it's not Be'en. It's true they asked it because of that, but doesn't mean they asked it in the same case, which is invisible. Okay, so I think it's a nice Svara. Again, he has his own head. What's his head? A beautiful head. What's his head? Sof Simon Kuf Dalet. The Beis Yosef says, Dvorim ha-me'usim, she'nafsho shel odom kotza behen, nemolim zvuvim v'yitushim, ants and flies and mosquitoes, she'kol odom bodol mehen, le'me'usan, I feel this arva b'tavshel v'nimcha gufon l'tocho, in my head, the rabba love mutter, end quote. That's what it says in the Kuf Dalet. Koshkein bebitul beria the zel rak me the rabbanon the pshita shelo gazu al dvarim hamuusim kin emolim uzvuvim. Aye, the same kasha he has against the Mishkan is Yaakov, who boomerang onto him, because you get Malkus eat it plain. He says, "Hey Nemes, should b'achila b'fnei atzma, chayav Malkus, yeah, mikomago chachomim kishagazu b'fnei zeh, shelo yiel lahem bittel, I efshar sheyigzru al dvarim ha'meusim." Now, if you ask me, once you accept his reasoning, you should accept the Mishkan is Yaakov too. Okay. The old. Otu tam zedak zeir him ibnei chiv malchus never be gemara. Vare rak yesh me aposkim shekos vukein. U pashto the lishon in mashma me hachashivus kechaticha haruil iskabein v'dovash b'minyan. Ukshem shatora chiv malchus al beria shem chashivus kedisa b'makas kemo ken gozru chachamim al bitula me hachashivusa. Avala Torah kshachiva malchus chachiva af shenisrucha beria. The Rambam says, okay, einem gvurim dvarim amusim miberias rucha the tami amitzus nelma meitanu v'no maglosel lo teda. Avo benesinas tamin hogamen haTorah nosin tam lefgam muta kolshken derabon lo yesu davar saruach imkein gav dvarim amusim lo yigzush lo yelam bitul, etc. etc. This is what he says in the Aruch HaShul. Yes, sir.
What the rabbanim were doing, meaning if the whole issue that it was no seeing tam lefgam, so then there would be no kasha in the first place. Anything that's no seeing tam lefgam, we know is mutar midaraisa. Elamai, that beria is coming to say that things that are beria, that even their nemusim, as the Shulchan Aruch says in the Mala, is not going to be batal.
That's not what it's saying. No seeing tam lefgam is as far as the tam is concerned. We're not concerned about that. It's all lefgam. We're concerned about the mamushes. The actual bug that's there, if the bug was pulled out, you don't have to worry that the bug gave taste to something.
Right.
If you find, I'll give an example. You find, I don't know, chas v'chalila, you find ants floating in the water when you cook the noodles, pasta. Chas v'chalila, be so careful not to eat them. Chalila v'chalila v'chalila, okay? So you find a way to get out, strain it out. The noodles are kosher. As long as there are no ants, there's no style of gum. There's no problem with that. You were worried about the actual bed. So I'm saying no stand of gum. But the whole discussion is not about that the ant gave a positive taste into a strawberry or into a kugel. What about the guy putting the ant into his mouth and it's going to his stomach? That's what we're worried about.
So he's saying,
look, this ant is less than 1/60th of the whole thing. It's butl b'shishim. I bury is not batel. No, bury is not batel only if it's something which is a positive kind of a thing, not if it's a negative kind of a thing. The rule of bury la batel does not apply. Ad kan aruch
against the Shulchan Aruch.
Is it against the Shulchan Aruch? That's what the Bari HaShulchan says. Slow. The question is whether all the examples which are given in the Shulchan Aruch are things which are automatically meusim. That's it's asking an excellent question. Oh, open the Shulchan. Everyone open the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what it says. Kuf Sif Aleph. Let's not forget where we're coming from. Simon Kuf Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber. Barrier the Heinu could go in the Mola. The first thing is in the Mola. Since the Mola seems to be a disgusting kind of an item. So it's a disgusting kind of an item, and Afal Pikein. There is a din of Barrier. Does this go exactly against everything the Aruch HaShulchan is saying? That's your question. Right? That's your question. Right? That's what you think? That's your question. So, again, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. We have like my mouse. Let's go up. Go back again. Let's go slow. He says over here, Nemolim. He says, Nemolim is Nafsha Shal Adam Kotze Behem. And he says, there's no din of barrier. Sammy yes, because Shulchan Aruch says there is a din of barrier when it comes to Nemolim. The Mechaber. He wants to go against the Mechaber. Hold on. Hold on slow. Let's take a look together. He calls it right for Issa Vehet. Afilu barrier Shlema Musrachas Shenis Arva Af Gufa Bottle b'mino b'rov could go in the mala. U'v'she'ein amina b'shishim k'shari surim. Afal pish adayin chashuv yilefil l'malkas. So chilka Torah ben sheretz masriach le'en masriach b'kom akom. Then yin bitl bottle chashivusa. That's over here in the Yisavet. So writes the Rambo. Simakuv gimel sefalv. Mi u'dvor ma'chashuvim k'beryo k'yotzibo. Im einam pegumen ba'atzman. Afal pisha pogman atavshil, ainan betelim afila be'elef. There it's beferish. Ainan pogumen biatzma. Avok she pogumen biatzma, betelim. Hare ainacha pogum yosem in the molo zvuva told asma chayotze be'elu. Shere hei mousim v'nafshal adam kotze mem kamosh kotze v'chad dava poshun she betelim. Aye, the mechaber. I guess he's assuming there are more than the mechaber. That's what he doesn't spell it out. Remember, he quotes the mechaber. Let's go back to Sif Aleph. So we have the screen, because things go quick. Yesh Devarim, da 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 da. Let's take a look. Gives it the barrier. Is it giving? Is the word in the mother found over here? Isn't it interesting? He left it all out, though. Is the word in the mother? Sivdal. Bebek on the mullah, there he is. So, what's going on over here? Is he backing out from what it says in Sif Dalet?
Well, he still be a beer yet, it's not a beer that's awesome.
What?
He still be a beer yet, it's not a beer that's awesome.
Ah, come on.
No, but ain't it'll be a berry, but
no, but the lush of the Mechab is berry the Hainuk on the mullah of Tommy, we get a nosh of every Chai, I mentioned it for all, but Behem, I feel the Bella bottle. He doesn't say that over here. Doesn't tell what the din is. Oh my God, on a simple level, he's saying it's not bottle. So maybe that was the Ramos arguing. I can't say for sure what he means. Yeah, done.
I mean, that answer that he gives, that
if
it's
Moses,
isn't that a
quote from
Mechaber himself?
Which Mechaber is he quoting?
Kuf Gimel, yeah.
Right, so it's a steer in the Mechaber. Watch this. He's aware of this. Hold on. I want to go down. The Yesh. Watch this. The Yesh. Reisi. Misha Kosav. Look inside carefully. Reisi Misha Kosav. To answer this question. The Chalek. Ben Sirchon de Osi Me Alma. The Sirchon did who? The Sirchon did who? Ena Betelem. Primagonim Sifsedas Aleph. What does that mean? If it's an external, why don't you look inside? Look at this. We always like to see it's not only on screens. We like to use paper. We also look at the Sif Seidas Aleph. Look. Simon Kuf, Sif Seidas Aleph. He says, look. He says, Zavuvim and the Molam Shanavsha shall Adam Kotzabem, Vetama Pagumim, Shain Ruya Namach Adam Klau. Okay? You still got Malchus, because there is a Kosa. Uber Yahavi, Vaina Betela. Okay? Shanilan, he says, Ben Sirchon did who? The Sirchon de Osime Alma. Ubatla mitoras beria, exactly as advertised by the Yoruch Hashulchan says the Prima Godim. So in Simon Kuv Gimel, it rotted, or some other external sircha, and in Simon Kuv, it's natural that natural the Torah ignored. If there is a kasi v'chayav and malchus, so it's a beria anyway. That's what the Prima Godim says. Tmihani, the Mamonashach, im medama lemalchus. Hogam sirchon dosa mi'alma chayav malchus kol zman sheroi rak lachila bedochak. V'yim lo nidmele malchus imkein enu ala b'pnei chashivas hayal al adas to be sirchon dehu yesh chashivas, the intrinsic natural one. U'minole lo madova v'neged asvor v'neged l'shon ha'yisu v'het v'ramo v'yisi b'dvor v'shevi b'sheva goyin b'al pona me'iris kos of the beria p'guma b'yatsa b'teilo chashivuso. Vagoin Bal Chavasyor Hodul Dvoro Vim Kane Hadvoram Brumus out of the Shmaya Vamokam Yodin Osono Lischus Kishem Shaonu Donin Lischus Al Klal Yisro. Only things that Darren looked up the Ponamiris, what did it say? The opposite. Against it. I don't have the Ponamiris in front of me, but Pischechuva right over here. Sifkot and what? Which Sivkot is Pan Miris? In Kuf Gimel or in Kuf? In Kuf Gimel? Okay, let's ever turn to Kuf Gimel.
It should be on
Barlon. Yeah, but let's, if you haven't Pisket Shiva, we'll see in Pisket Shiva. Where's Kuf Gimel, Sivkot, and what, man? On Dalit?
Aleph.
Yeah. Kuf Gimel, Aleph, and Pischei Tshuva. Let's take a look. Okay. What does it say? Okay. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. Miu Dvorama. Dvoram Chashuvim, Kiberio, Kiyotiba. Im Einot Peguma Biatzman. But if the pegumen, then not. Says the pesach shuvah aleph. Ayn shach shekosat gon katicha ruil the sky v'vedavish v'minyan v'kai gavim. Kosat prima godim. The rots aloma kagon balei chayim v'vedavish matirin. And he has died his eno. So v'hesh matirin afilu pogum be'atzmo lo bottle. The ha'ein atam eshim chashivus. Lo shayach loma the whole pogum bottle chashivus. That's a v'hesh the matirin. Oh, what about Beria? So Tiferes Moshe argues on the Ramah, and says Beria Avshe Nisuch Ene Betela Be'elef, Uveshad Dvorah Machashuv Kachaticha Ruletzkav Kadome Modal Ramah, Gam Ponem Iris Cholak Al Ramah Bezev. So the Gam came the Beria Afilu Peguma Biatzma Ene Betela Havesel Liel Simen Kuf. Sivkot and Gimel, and so is the Chavas Yor. Whoa, this is exactly the opposite of what Derech HaShulchan says. Let's take a look back in Simon Kuf, Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Gimel. This is very strange. Okay, Kuf, Sivkot and Gimel. In the Masha cause of Parash, etc., also Mitzaradin, I am B'Tshuvas Adoni Yovis Keni Ponemiris. Pirish have kibos zvuvim in the molim. The choshiv harashbo shei pegumim biatzma. For a cost of ramo besimel kuf gimel sif aleph, that feel the berry betel in pegumim biatzma. Yeah. Omnom. Achakach hirbo le tmo ala ramo. For that feel in pegumim biatzma in berry betel. What he's trying to say over here is as follows. When he called the ponemiris, he meant to say that the ponemiris rejects the prima godim's distinction. Says that the Ramah is Mekel even by Pekuma Miatzma. He himself may not agree. That's some of the Pshat in the Pranamiris. Maybe the Chavasyor says says exactly the same thing. In other words, not that they themselves are being mekel, but they learn the Ramah is being mekel, as opposed to the Prima Gadol. That's the best I can do to defend what the Aruch HaShulchan said. Rabosai, we just finished part one of today's shiur. Any questions? Any questions? Raise your hand right now. I'm happy to take any questions you want. Yes, sir.
I don't exactly understand the heter from the Aruch HaShulchan about this davar problem.
He's saying there's no din of peria by davar problem. You asked the question before. It's against the Mefurash HaMechaber, the first word, right. Namala. Yeah. The best I can do is to say that it's a Machlokos HaMechaber Ramah. I mean, he doesn't spell it out. You're asking a good question. And it's a better teretz. Rabosa, come on, wake up. Have a better teretz to his question. How can he say that Namola is no din bari? The Mechaber says there is din bari. Black on white, the first line. Unless he means the Ramah is his argument, the Mechaber. He never didn't say Beferish his argument. Again, if you have a better pshat in Aruch HaShulchan, please let me know. I don't have a better one right now. Any other questions, Rabosa, before we go further? Okay. Let us now turn our attention to the question of whether the Aruch HaShulchan is against the Mechaber or not against the Mechaber. So the Bari HaShulchan is not happy with this Aruch HaShulchan. He says he's against the Mechaber. Where is he against the Mechaber? So if you open the Mechaber to Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kzera Shal Morak Shal Nafal Shal Ber V'Nevda Osir HaKol. So you see, even though it's never going to be discernible, it's still going to be a problem. So writes the Biurim of the Bari HaShulchan. I want to tell you, show you where it is. Let's see if I can find it for you. Let's see if I can. Afilu, yeah. I think it's in Rasch Afilu, if I have it straight, although I'm not sure it's correct. He asked the Kasha that the Aruch HaShulchan is against the Mechaber, because the Mechaber said Gimel seems to say that even if it's never going to be visible, Afal Pikein, you run into a problem of Beria. Okay. And then he says the second idea that what? I'm sorry. That's the Mishkanos Yaakov is against the Mechaber. Aruch HaShulchan's teretz, he thinks, is also against the Mechaber. Who said it's Mos? I'm not sure who says it's Mos over here. He may be against the Mechaber anyway in Sif Aleph. But again, if you look at the Bari HaShulchan, I don't see what he's driving at. Okay. Now the truth is, I don't understand is the Kal V'Chomer of the Aruch HaShulchan. He has a Kal V'Chomer. What's this Kal V'Chomer, Rabbi Osai? Where's the word Kal V'Chomer here? Kal V'Chomer Advar. Im Bishpimim B'Sheino Minot L'Rova Poskim Tam Kika D'Raisa Im Kol Zeh B'Dvar Mamu'usim Shanaf Shalom Kotzavem Ein Tzorach Shishim Koshken B'Bitl Beriyot L'Rak Mad Rabbonan The Pshit Lo Gozo Advar Mamu'usim K'Nimol Mazum. What kind of Kal V'Chomer is this? In the first case, Rabbi Osai, what are we talking about? The thing is completely mixed in non-existence. It's all completely liquefied, to say. And you're worried about Tom and Tom only. Tom of Gam is nothing. He wouldn't worry about Tom, like I said the very first minute of this year. We're not worried about Tom. He's going to put the stinking thing in his mouth and it's going to his stomach straight. That's what we're worried about. It's masqueraded under a bunch of strawberries or under a bunch of who knows what. What's the connection? What kind of Kal V'Chomer is this, yeah? Like this. It says over here, Abosai, in Min B'Shein Omino. We have a general rule. It's quoted in Simon Kuvdal. Roma Mu'usim, no problem if it's Nimcha Gufan. Totally pulverized and liquefied. There's no problem. She says, if that's no problem, Koshkein, a barrier, which is the Rabbana. What kind of Koshkein is that? Here it's Nimcha Gufan. Nimcha Gufon the Tochon, there's no taste, the taste is negative, so of course it's Mutter. Here, we're not discussing Nimcha Gufon, that's the whole point. If it's Nimcha Gufon, it's not a barrier at all. What, I don't understand the Kal V'Chomer. I do not understand this Kal V'Chomer whatsoever. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand it. If you have a better pshat, let me know the pshat. I don't know. Back to the Bari HaShulchan. Those who have it should open up for a minute. Simon Kuf Gimel. That's where he's going on. The Bari HaShulchan Sivkotan Hey. Kuf Gimel Sivkotan Hey. He says, Hoi Ma Beria, page Kuf Tzadi Hey. Hoi Ma Beria Kayotza Pugumim Biatzma Ein Taruva So Neseres. What does this mean? What does it mean? Some say it means, you know what Poga means? It's inedible! Absolutely inedible to anybody. Totally inedible. Totally inedible. Totally inedible. Completely nifsal me'achila. So of course, not kind of a case, even though if it's be'en, it's exeris akosiv, yechayev. But here, if it's completely not noticeable, we can be make. And others say, we're not limited to that kind of a case. Even if it's technically speaking, roar l'achila, but it's pogum tzas, that's also permissible. That's what the Taz seems to say over here. It's the beginning of Simon Kuf Gimel. This is a machloikas haposkim over here. The Taz is Mekel the Shaila. And who is Machmir? He quotes the Pri Chodesh and the Bir Agra. An interesting question. It's in Simon Kuf Gimel. And the Taz is Mekel based upon whom? On the source, which is the Isa Veheter. He himself says so in Tziyunimos Tess. Isavata seems to say so explicitly. Even in a case where it's not completely nifka me'achila, if it's just sort of a little bit nifka, it's still going to be mutter if it's mixed in. Pashup shah. Primogodim himself proves it. Open our balls at the Simon Kuf Gimel for a minute. Please open. I want you to see it inside. Kuf Gimel. Please turn to Kuf Gimel, the very beginning of the Simon. So the Taz says, Aleph. Shetama pogum, the nose of Tam Lefkam is mutter. Okay? Fine. The end of Aleph. Dailo emyea nifkam tsas also ataruvus. The holon enemy ataruvus shum tam. So not to be completely, totally inedible. Okay? And he explains over here in the Mishpat Zov. Can't read the entire thing, it's quite lengthy. But just a little bit. He says, quoting from the Isa Veheter. No, I'm not finding it. Actually, we've been here before with in this pre-begotten. We're back in Tzadiches, the beginning. One of the questions of the Bechina is from here. Oops. Okay. So, it's over here that in such a circumstance, you have no hanoa whatsoever. It's mutter, and that's the lashon. Or he says that he proves it from the source of this din, which is the Isa Veheter Ha'aruch, who is Mekel in this shaila. And that's so. I don't know why the Prima Gama says Tzorachi in the Dina. He himself is Mekel explicitly based on the original source, which is the Isa Veheter Ha'aruch. Okay. Bottom line, Rabosai. Bottom line, the biurim over here in Simon Kuf Gimel, Rabosai, Kuf Gimel, the very beginning. Im, the word im. Okay. The machlekes, nifkum lagamri, or even ktsas. Even nifkum ktsas. Why? Because the Ramah puts it together. With Shadvar Machashuvim, Chaticha Ruil Iskabed, and they're the same. And there, for sure, once it's Nifkam Ksas, it's no longer Ruil Iskabed. As it says over here in Mishpatel Zov, Sivkotan Beis. So Beria too. They're together, they're put in the same breath. Poshim Shad is that way. Because it's going back on the Mechaber, and the Mechaber is going on Pogum. Even if it's not nifkan by itself, only with the tam. So he lacks his shita, the kula. Okay, keep that in mind. Even the Bali HaShulchan is usually a machmir, is mekel over here. Now, according to this Rabbi Osai, if that's the case, shouldn't it come out like the Aruch HaShulchan? Sounds like what he's saying over here in Kuf Gimel is against what he said in Siman Kuf. Because in Siman Kuf, he didn't like the Aruch HaShulchan at all. And here, he seems to be saying something which is very similar to the Aruch HaShulchan. I can't tell you for sure to answer this question. I don't know. Now, Yesh Lo Matirin, it's a different story. That's the Pischei Tshuva that we saw a few minutes ago. Okay? That's a different story. It's a different type of a het. It's true that the Ferris Lamosha argues in the Ramah, as we saw. We don't pass like him. We follow the Ramah. So therefore, on both sides, let's talk about New York City water. I have a whole big piece, which is on. We have it. We'll get it. It's in English. Rabbi Shabtai from our own base medrash wrote it 6 years ago. How many years? I don't know how old. How many years? It tells you a year on it. It's a very, very comprehensive and beautiful piece, which was never printed. You would almost see it. It was printed in an edited form in the Journal of Halacha and Temara. Sorry, they wouldn't. It was too long. They took significant pieces out. So you can see the whole unexpurgated version here that we're going to be able to see on our screen. You can get it. If you want a private reading, speak to Mordechai. I'll give it to you. He'll email you with his copy. Okay? So what happens? These copepods in New York City water. Rabbi say, who was ever dined out on copepods? They're disgusting. I mean, we don't see them, but I'm sure. Have you eaten copepods?
No.
Maybe you've seen them.
I have several questions.
Yeah.
This whole issue of what's considered, whether it's totally not nifsal me'achila or not nifsal me'achila, how do you define that?
Let's get the Kuf Gimel. Let's be patient. We're discussing abstractions for the moment. In any event, it seems to me, based upon this, that these copepods are sruchim, and therefore there's not even a problem. It's nothing. Now the question is going to be, what about davar sheyesh lo matir? Buy a filter. I emphasize the word buy. Filters are not for nothing. And we saw in Siman Kuf Beis, Yesh Lamatir, you're not required to spend money. So Yesh Lamatir, you're not required to spend money on a filter. Who has a filter in his house? Raise your hand. How much does it cost you? Not very much. What did it cost?
I think about 3 or 10 bucks.
3 for $10?
18 or 20.
What'd you buy? Those little things?
Brita?
I have a Brita. Brita, they say, doesn't work for copper pots.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about these super special copper pot filters. Who has those?
Wow.
How long do they last?
Well, you have to replace the cotton.
You have to replace the cotton every day. I did that. I did it myself for a while. Not shayach. It's whatever it is, I guarantee you that the copper pots are getting through. It can't be because it's a. These special filters are much more expensive. They're supposed to keep them all out. That's very expensive. You're not mukhiyev to do this, to buy even a cheap filter, keep changing the cotton every day. You're not mukhiyev to do that. That's considered a big tirch and big otzos. Now, besides that, as we will see in Rabbi Shabtai's piece, by the time the copepods get to the tap water in New York City, it's a shmetet. Who wants to translate to shmetet? A yinshist. Destroyed, broken. They come today. They have to pass through all the pipes. It's very unlikely that they have. There's still a barrier. We shall see. He talks about the exoskeleton, the ganze fancy terms that Rabbi Shabtai has in his piece. It's very rare that even our barrier in the beginning. True, it's true. Not everybody agrees to the crazy you're placing in the first place. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan himself doesn't agree. Oh. Watch this. Da, the Yesh Min HaGedolim Shekosu Al Hachdina De Tzorach LaHosra Hashem Nunes. Who is this? We know it. What's his name? Crazy or Placey. This is what we saw in the Prima Gadim. Maybe Raya Kuf Beis Bikli Isar Shenis Arev Bikli Heter the Batal Barov Av She'ef Shal Hagil LaHotzi Isar Kevin She'esh Hefsed Mamem B'zeh She'torach LaHotzi Otzos LaHagil. Of course, you have to cook up water. Pretty, it's cheaper than your heating up water is cheaper than your filter, my friend. Ain't Tzorach Ayin Shem the Koshkin V'Mokos Shamachal Miskalkel Placey Vav Eini Odeya Ma'inyin Zelazeh. The host will be Isa Bolua, Sheino Easter Niker. It's in the pot. Barak me Tom Davish Heshna Matirin, Osir. Well, is that Kaimalon? The Kaiman Shark Otio Tos, Ain't the Bechlau Davish Matirin. Avulkan, Midaminon. We compare it. Le Easter Ben. We compare it. Let's say it's really Ben. Okay. Umali and Miskakala Macho. Otto Mikilkala Macho, not the Easter Ben. He considered it to be Be'en Midamin of Isa Ben. It doesn't say it's Be'en proper. It's considered like Be'en. That's what the Ramah said. One second. Let's see it. Rabbeinu Ramah, right? Put in cold water and remove it. What? He says, Chalev, Betseri, the handle Tarba, fat. Then it congeals, floats, right? But cholav bekomatz, which is milk, gets mixed in and everything. Probably Yisra Veheta says, believe it or not, talking about cholav bekomatz. Must be, look at this now, okay, amazing. Look what he says. Excuse me, can you move? Look at this now. B'tzorach lama the kavanosim, hu al cholav ha'elyon, Shakorin Smant. We call it smetana, I think. What's smetana? Who knows what smetana means? Cream. Right, sour cream. So smant is some version of that same term. Hushumon hacholov. Rabosai, we all have homogenized milk. On every. What does it mean? Who does it translate homogenized? What? No. What's homogenized mean? What?
All the same.
All the same. So what does it mean? Who has ever seen in his life non-homogenized milk? Ever in his life? Generation issue over here. When I was in Karen Biavne, they rarely had milk to begin with. We're talking back in the 60s. When we ever would get milk, for us Americans, it was absolutely disgusting. You have these milk bottles, glass bottles in those days, and on the top of the bottle, every bottle was cream. We Americans would try to take a spoon and get rid of it. Because it wasn't homogenized. It wasn't homogenized. That's what he means. When the Easter Vedder said milk, he means the cream on the top of the milk that I used to fish out with my spoon in Caribbean. That's what he means. Okay? It happened in Yavne in the 60s. It certainly happened 100 years before in Navardic. Okay? That also allowed us to make you shame in Ma'od. When we said this, have a chemo, can you do it? Divrei Rabbeinu Mizbor, that is the Rak L'Chumra. Fine. This is not our Indian right now. Adkan. So it's interesting. The Rosh Hashulchan himself was the biggest makel over here when it comes to the bugs. It's not makel at all when it comes to the cream. There he says the crazy place he is incorrect. Is incorrect. Apparently the answer there is that's easy. How do you get it to... You throw some cold water in. Rabosai, if I could throw some cold water into my cold water, get rid of the cold parts, I'd do it too. Mayim b'mayim, like Sapora Duma, someone, we get to Pasha's Porosum. I could do something like that. Mayim to go amayim. If I could throw water into my cold part infested water and get rid of all the cold parts, I would do it too. But I have to go buy a filter and I have to go get cotton and I have to do this and that. That's more. That's much more material than throwing some cold water in. That's the answer to the Rosh Hashulchan. I was a steer in a bay. That's the answer. Oh. Now, Rabosai. Let's say, go back to the Rosh Hashulchan where we came from. We were in Siman Kuf before. Oh, I get back onto it. Oh, here. Oh, look at that. Magic. He never said it's impossible to separate. What did he say over here? He was very careful. Ukim at! sheyefsha limolad mizeh. It's almost impossible. Not impossible. It's almost impossible. No, so do it. So check it out. So check it. The teretz is a tremendous tircha. And if it's a tremendous tircha, it's a tarovus. In the case of the cream, it's a zero tircha. Just throw on some water, and that's all. Oh. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look over here, those who have the Bari HaShulchan, I'll show it to you here first, and then I'll show it to you in the Prima Gadam itself. But I want to show it to you to prove that what I'm saying is correct. I want to show you in the Bari HaShulchan. Please take a look quickly if you don't mind. Here in our Simen Kuf, Sivkotten, Mem, Dalet. That's in Sif Gimel. What's Sif Gimel say? If you have a regular Shulchan Aruch, look at the regular Shulchan Aruch. Look at the regular Shulchan Aruch. Kedera, Shel Morok, Shel Nafel, Shel Beria, Venevda, Osir HaKol. The whole thing is us. The whole soup, throw it out. Throw it out. Take a look now, Rabosai. And the Sif say da, Sif Kotten Yud. You all have it in front of you. Simen Kuf, Sif say da, commenting on the Shach, Sif Kotten Yud. Also, I call the Shach to the five words. Hainuk, She'i, Ev, Shalahatir, Aide Sinan. Also, I call, but you simply can't strain it out. Why not? Why can't you strain it out? Says the Prima Gadam, two cases. Hainuk shu of. Rabo said it's not chicken soup. It's, what do they call today? They call that new soup now. It's popular. Squash soup. What do they call it? Is it name? What do they call it?
Pureed.
Yeah, pureed. It's very thick. You can't. It won't go through it. That's going to go through a strainer. That's case number one. Look at case number two. Oh! Berish Overes Derek Nikve Masnenes. It's a sneaky copepod that gets through the filter. They say it gets through the Brita, they say. I don't know if it's true or not. They say. A sneaky copepod is a chutzpah. Frek the Biurim, Frek the Bari HaShulchan, to get a better strainer. To get a better strainer. Whatever you. Rabosa, we can go to the moon. You gotta get a better strainer. That's his kasha. He quotes the Prima Gadim, and he says like this. He says, even the second case, he laughed to have a barrier, hoyamutter, meshub is batal atavshub. L'chora, says in Mem Dalet, on page Kuf Tazayin, wide line number four, b'chagon zeh av shachaticha hi k'tana b'yoser, he doesn't own one. Nowhere in the world could such a filter be found. Velitzer, M.K. Akshain of Beria. The Nira, he said, the Gagavnalo Choshev Tarovis, came and Shayachola Hafer Isamea Heter, and he was in the middle of a Torah here. The answer is he's wrong. The answer is he's wrong. The Prima Gadam is right. It is a tarovus. Because I don't have this super fancy. I only have a Brita. I don't have this super fancy $1 million. I don't know what it costs. Exaggerate. The more expensive kind of a filter, which no one ever bought in history until they had these problems with the water. One of my main water concerns with the Aruch HaShulchan said, I was also born with that gene. People love it, Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. Klai has been drinking the water in New York City for as long as they've been Jews in New York City. It's the same water. Rav Moshe drank the water his whole life. You're going to tell me that Rav Moshe did something which is also even Meshogeg? I'm just not Makaba. I can't be Makaba. I can't believe it. It's hard for me to believe something. So, therefore, it seems to me that the place is correct. It's just a matter of Dovah Sheshto Matiri. You could find some super fancy filter. I'm bechiyut to find a super fancy filter. And it is a tarubis. It is a tarubis. You see, Klar is a tarubis, the Prima Gadam. It's the same Prima Gadam. It didn't like the placey when it came to the cream. They said, yeah, throw in some water, get it out. So it's midaraisa the pasha according to Pirkei Avot. Not here. Not here. Because here it's hard to strain it out. It's fundamentally invisible. That's a very, very important yisod. A very important yisod. Similarly, Rabbi Osai, they quote a Dake Tshuva. The Dake Tshuva, Rabbi Osai, is in Simen Kuftes, Sivkotin Lamites. Quotes a Chikre Lev. What happens like this? Bugs get potentially mixed in, maybe into my food. I can't see them. Rabbi Osai, by a show of hands, who has ever, ever seen a bug on a strawberry? Ever, once in his life. Once, even once. You did? You think maybe one. Maybe you just hallucinate. So this room we have 20, 30 people. No one has ever seen a bug on a strawberry. Now, slowly. They bekeem, they'll come and they'll just give you a video and they'll show you how to find it. They bekeem. But I'm not a bookie. The Torah wasn't given to bekeem. The Torah was given to plain Jews. So the Chikre Lev declares, if I can't see it and a bookie can see it, he's a suffolk. Maybe the Torah doesn't tell me I have to go to a bookie. Torah's given to plain Jews. Plain Jews. And what'll happen in these kinds of cases? I see a strawberry and I see a dot on the strawberry. A dot, a lot of dots on strawberries. Looks like a plain dot. The bookie is a bookie b'shasa poskim and bugs. He'll be able to see this dot, this is a thrip. Is that the right word? Is that the right word I used? Thrip. So that's a kind of diabolical creature. I think it's true. Very diabolical. A thrip. To me, it looks like a piece of dirt. Could be its mutter. To me, it's a piece of dirt. We'll come to it later. Gedol Olam, such a thing. Hold on. Now we come, even in the Bar HaShulchan, known as the Rosh HaMachmirim, he writes as follows. In Siv Dalet, Yerokos Mevusholos, he finds three toloim, so then the Yerokos are Asurim, and the water he can strain out. He sees an introduction. There are three kinds of situations. The first kind is what's called a Miyut She'eno Matsui. If it's a Miyut She'eno Matsui, Af L'chatchila Ein Tzarech Min Adin Livdo Kayerokos. This is a law which is, how can I say in today's world, in certain parts of the world? It's a Kula She'ein Rov Atzir B'Yicholim Lamad Bo. What am I? You don't have to check? I read in the video, I read in this. I said to Mir Chenamatsu, well, I never heard this cooler. This is cooler. I can't handle this. This cooler, I can't handle it. I can handle it. Neither Bar HaShulchan could even handle it. The question, of course, becomes, what is a Mir Chenamatsu? More than that, to Mir HaMatsu, he says, Midrabanon, you have to check. Midrabanon. I want to show you this inside. It screens, and you don't have this. Open up the Ram. This is the Ram which I want to show you inside. We haven't had opened the Gemara even once yet today. It's already almost 2 o'clock. Open your Gemara, Srebosa. The Gemara is an Afnun Ches. Nun Ches, Amal Alf on the bottom. Very bottom. Gemara says about Kolberiosh and Boetzer and Meskayim Yud Beis Chodesh. So it says over here the last line, Kishol Shetliya Bibel Asura. What does it mean? Rashi. Kishol Shetliya Bibel Beodahubuchuberes Asura Atolas Vachila. The cave in the Mahalechas Besocha Kishos, Vachishos Mechuberes the Karka, Shoretz Ala Oretz Karinabe. Abel Hitliya Betolush. Lav shoretzu achen nafik minei umahalech agabe karka, as it says in Daf Samach Zayin. This is the heter of Rabbi Yonison number 2 from yesterday. That it's not a berim mitzchilas briyasa, because why? It starts in the fruit, spontaneous generation or the like, whatever that going right now. Till it creeps out, it's not considered usur, so it's not considered a berim. That's they said chas shom to rely upon it, but it's a nice svara that we saw on the screen yesterday. The second kula of the crazy place. Fine, turn to Amud Beis. Hani tamre dekada. Certain kinds of dates. The bosa treisa yachishata sharia. Okay. What does it say? Hani tamre dekada rashi shetliu ve'ein yadua Ibn Mechuber and Betolish, we don't know. The boss of Tracy Al Khishat al Shayan, the Ibn Mechuber, Hitlia, Lohavi Chayarashta, we saw in the Gemara before. A whole Gemara over here which tells us that sometimes you have to check, you don't have to check. Let's not turn to the Ran in his comments on this Gemara. I just want to show you those key words in Motzi and in Motzi. Turn to the Ran. This is Daf Nun Ches. You'll find it in the Ran over here in the old print. It's Yud Tes Samad Aleph from the bottom. In the new print, it's page Nun Vav. Nun Vav. Nun Vav, Rabosai. The last line in the right column in my print. I don't know what's in the old print. You test. It's either I'm gonna. I think it's the very first line on the New Testament base. The very first line. Look what it says. Let's start a little bit earlier. We'll start on the Yud Tes Siman Aleph in the old print, and it's a few lines up in the right column in page above an op print. What does he say? Why did it say Ptamri? Why not Ptam Peris? You know why? Hatla Metsuya Ben. Keva Shadava Matsui. What's the comparison? Kenyan Shachoshu the Sirchas Areya. Rabosi, what does Areya mean? What's Areya? What's the word Areya mean? A lung. And you go to. Anyone ever been in the slaughterhouse in his life? Anyone ever been in the slaughterhouse? Yeah, you were there? Not a kosher one, though. No one's ever been in a kosher slaughterhouse. In a kosher slaughterhouse, when the animals come off the row and they shed a shecht and they check for one place, primarily for trepe, that's the lungs. You know why? It's a miyut hamatzui. It's a very common, it's a minority, but still a significant minority, that there are holes or lesions in the lungs. Fine? And he gives another example from the Gemara in Samach Zayin. Lo lishpi inish sheikhra belalya. Don't pour out beer at night. Rabosi, you shouldn't drink beer your whole life. But that's not for now. Okay. Dilma porish tzavta because the bug is going to go from the original place out and come back. For hasam she'ani yodua shiu yafchushin b'sheicha b'afilu hayush hem yafchushin. Eino noda impirshu afilu hachi kevan shudaver hamatzui chashishu. Hacha nami amidveis loshna. The Rambam says, kol mine peiris shadark on latlia she'en mechuborin lo yochal hashem. You have to be matzui. The burial of Batla. That's a different question than to yourselves over there. He says the whole thing is not required. Fine? And he says, just to finish up, just before Tanan Hassan, this is on column 2, wide line 6. The Cholhani Mili Bebol Levashim Nechatchilam. You have to check first. Avlam over a bishna below bedika. Ben tochin beis chodesh. Ben achin beis chodesh. Mutarin. Dika trei sfeki. Sex fake. Safek hitliu. Safek lo hitliu. No bugs in the first place. Im tim salom hitliu. Shema nimochem emu petelim. It's not a bear anymore. It was crushed in the cooking process. I feel you mutzi ben bekadeo. You find some bugs in the pot. Zogam throw them out. You found 3 or 4 bucks. Hakol osur. For those sagi labis recursant, the cave and shenimtsu sham kol kach, huchzak tav shul zeh, chazak, 3 is a chazak. Sheyeshem yoser, Ma'ika Shema Nimochu Bitlu Shemchat Sveikalo Sharinale Vadas Machras Kidvar. Only one suffix now. We know there are others there. Suffix Nimochu is us. We'll discuss this at greater length as we go. So I wanted to show you in print the idea of Matsui and Eina Matsui. Shouldn't even just talking in the air. But it's all based on the Furush Aran and Mesef Tachul. And we're with me so far? Any questions now before I go on? We still have no idea. How do you define what is Matsui? Give me a number. I have to be some kind of number here, don't we? A number? Rabosei, who's the math major here? Who's the math major? The only math major in the room. Okay. I guess it's not popular anymore. Okay? Good. But let's go on and discuss a little bit about the numbers as we go. We have to go slowly because if we can't go too fast. We have to go very, very slow. We have to understand a number of critical definitions. Let us turn, if you get me the Bar Ilan, if you don't mind, the Tshuvas Mishkan is Yaakov. Can you get me that? Yeah. Classical Tshuvas Sefer Mishkan is Yaakov. It's one of the classical Svarim. He has a long discussion of this. I'm sorry. I should do it myself. Should? Let me try myself. You'll still help me. Alphabetically. Oh, the alphabet. What? I think we discovered this before. It's not here. This is outrageous. No, it's not here. Would you write a letter of protest, please, to the Bar Ilan? I think we had this once before this year. You know, one of the most classical chivas from. It's not here. Yes, I'm sorry. Barley? Yeah, I don't know the statistics on barley. You know what? Mordechai, can you get me that piece, that country is on the screen now? He quotes the Mishkan Siak. They found the bug, yeah. You can't find the bug in anything. But the question is, Motzi or Enamotzi? We're now going to see a country called Lochem Yeh Le'ochla. You got to like the title. The pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we can eat fruits and vegetables. Lochem Yeh Le'ochla. All the rabbis say, no, you cannot eat it. So it's a Rav Henkin. His name is Rabbi Eitam Henkin. He is a great grandson of the world famous Pesach, Eitam, Eitam, Rav Yosef Elio Henkin, who had two sons. One was the famous law professor in Columbia, Louis Henkin. So my father's a very close friend growing up. My father was, by him, Rav Henkin was the Gadol Ador before Moshe even moved in to Lower East Side. Rav Henkin was the Gadol. Thank you. The page numbers, how I get her. Show me, get, roll me down the pages. Oh, that's it on top. So he had two sons. One was a professor of law, and one was another person I didn't know, who had a son in turn of Yehuda Herzl Henkin, or the same called B'nai Bonim, thank you. B'nai Bonim. And he has a son, Eitam, the great-grandson of the great Gadol. And he wrote a kuntris, which is a beautiful kuntris, which was put on the website for everybody to get. It was then taken off. But too late. Rabbi Gil's student put it on his Hirhur. So all the Chevra took it, downloaded it, and now he put it out as a safer, so you can't get it anymore. But we can get it. Yeah. No, that's not Geneva. We got it when it was on. He gave it to everybody. Since then, he was afraid that no one's going to buy his safer, so he took it off. Can't get it directly. I'm just letting you know. Cause,
you click over here, you can get to different pages.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Thank you. So I believe he quotes. Let's see. Let's try this page. Press down. Let's see. You know, I have the original man in front of me. If I look, I'll be able to find it. I have it here. It was printed out. For me, I thought it was so good, I want to show it on the screen. I'd be able to find the right page if I'm lucky. I'm looking here. Give me a second. It's hard to read those things. Give me a second. If I'm lucky, I'll find it. Mir Tamatzui. It starts on page 39. And then in this discussion, it tells you what number is a Mir Tamatzui. You have to have a number. You have to have some kind of number. You can't just talk about it in abstract. There must be some number. Oh. The number is... minute, please. I don't understand what it, I'm sure it's here somewhere. He even tells you, that's what I wanted to show, he even tells you the whole source of the Mishkanos Yaakov, where he got it from. I found it. Page 52. Oh, 52. Watch this now. What, 53? Get out. Okay. Ata, Makor Ashir shall 10%. Most poskim say, as I like to say, it's easy, double digits. If it's double digits, it's a Mir Hamotzui. If it's single digits, it's a Mir Chen Hamotzui. Who said that? Where did it come from? Hareyo mi masha never be Mishnah Gittin Paragimel Mishnah Ches. It's enough in the Mishnah. In the Trumas of Mises, Shebishlosha Prokim. Is it big enough in the back? Can you see it? Shebishlosha prokin b'shana botkin es hayayin liros shelo hechmetz. To check the wine to make sure it didn't become chometz, it become vinegar. Because if it becomes vinegar, you cannot be marfish from vinegar on wine. It's got to check it intermittently. Why? Meshe darko l'skalko b'hem l'famim. Rambam. V'mishnah acheres. V'mabasher perik v'ov mishnah beis. V'vur. Shakone mea kankane yayin. If I buy 100 barrels of wine from you, mikabel olav shasora mehem hechelu lehachmitz. After I bought gas yesterday, contains 10% ethanol. Right? So you buy the same gas. So here too, I buy 100 barrels of wine, contains 10 barrels that are probably going to be just a little bit vinegary. Because if you sell 100 barrels of wine, I could a chutzpah. I checked out this 9 barrels of vinegary. You have no time in the best. Everyone knows. Everyone knows that wine turns to vinegar. Before that, the preservatives of today. Vacuum packing, etc., etc. Shekein shchiach v'ragil. V'lochein ein zeh mekachtos. Nim tzu eifo. Sh'af al pi sh'lomotsu shiach v'tel 10% mehayayin. On uroen sh'tzrichu livdok. U'mikan. Shazel Shir Mir Tamati Shachoshishinlo. If it's 10%, it's a problem. Because 10% is a Mir Tamatsui. And Mister, you know, you want to have come and make achtos, you should have checked. You should have realized that the 10% is Maskala Hachmitz. That's his right. Great right, is it not? Look at this beautiful, brilliant Raya Faker, Dechi of the Raya. From the Or Samech. Or Samech is in Meshech Chochma, Shmos Yud Gimel. You have your Chumash in front of you? What is Shmos Yud Gimel? I'm not sure that's really correct, but that's what it says over here. Okay? His Yache is the Divrei HaMishkan Es Yaakov B'Klolom V'Nech L'Kolom because of Sheyesh L'Chalek Bein. Is the Chumash Rossi in the Plum?
Gracious.
Sheyesh L'Chalek Yesh lahavdil bein mitzvahs asay lelo sasay. Shem mitzvahs asay im lo oso hadavah kitikuno afil lebaones lo kiyay mesan mitzvah. It's an expression in Yiddish. Fun an oines hotmenisht. What does that mean? As Yerushalmi puts it, un zolav kamandi ovid. And when the Vilna Gaon was crying at the end of his life, his mom was crying. He said, Rebbe, why are you crying? So in this world, for a few kopekas, I could buy tzitzis and do a mitzvah. Now I'm sick and going to the next world, I can't do a mitzvah. See, Rebbe, you're an honest. So he responded, but for an honest hotmanisht. So therefore, if something is a mitzvah, and you are and you end up not doing the mitzvah to no fault of your own, you still didn't do the mitzvah. This is a big lumbus that comes up in Hilchas Gittin. Yesh onus begitten. Everyone, whoever learned Gittin in this room, everyone Gittin. Yesh onus begitten. It's a whole sugya about command of it. Yeah. V'lochen lechatchila choshu v'tzrichu bedika gam advarim rechokim. Mitzvah lo sasei. Quote: Im osa machmas ones o inyan achar hapotro. End quote. Ein bekach klum. V'ein biyodo avon. Umemela nafla rayas v'mishkan es Yaakov v'bira. Brackets. Should be glolon boyisu tevel, but that's incidental. It's a mitzvah. Choshu afilu yachad v'asar v'tzrichu livdom. Kiv hifrish michomets al yayin lo wasa klum. Avalo choshu laichad ekach l'miyun shikazeh b'nyoni lo sasei v'kal lohovin. This is what it says over here in the Sefer Meshech Chochma. This you, whatever sitter, you ever sitter? To be Yud Yud Gimel, I didn't look it up this time. I saw it, you know, years ago. What's the pasuk say? Doesn't make any sense. It's irrelevant. I think it should be Yud Gimel Yud. What's Yud Gimel Yud? I think it's a, you know, I think it's an inversion. What's Yud Gimel Yud? That's it. Oh, it's the Baruch Hashem. I remembered. I know the Meshech Chochma. He goofed it up. It's not Yud Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel Yud. V'shamart es achuka as olos the Mordor. The Meshachon quotes a mechilta that says, from here you have to check your tefillin once a year. Yamim Yamim, check your tefillin once a year. And then say, oh, you see, you have to check. A right to the Mishkan Yaakov, they bring the right. No raya. This is an assay. An assay, you know, if you tefillin the apostle, chas v'shalom, you don't have the assay. It's not your fault, but you still have that mitzvah. That's on that pasuk. Thank you for reminding. Thank you for confirming. I'll look up in the center. Yamim Yamim. Once you check your tefillin, that doesn't have anything to do with the Mishkanes Yaakov. The raya is not a good raya. So says the Halacha Sefer Meshech Chochma. Fine. So now we come, Rabosai, to another issue. Very nice, Rabosai. Let's assume it's 10% for the moment. We'll see later if people disagree. 10% of what? Can you get me? Oh, if I want Barry Line back. How do I get Barry Line back for the moment? I want to come back here also. How do I get Barry Line back? Bottom? What do I do? This? This?
Yeah.
Oh, back to Barry Line. Gewaldig. I want shut. Is it my shutim? Oh, here. Let's see what I'm looking for. Minchas Shlomo. Oh, this they do have. Minchas Shlomo. Chelek. The different versions of Tinyana here. I think it's this one. I'm not sure. Oh, Toloim. Watch this. Watch this. Chashash Toloim, Mirta Moti, Dova Moti Maod, the Chomer. Yes, literally the Torah God of Maod, Vadirak Med Rabbonon. Still, the Poskal Machmir. Aye, the crazy placey. It's not a barrier because the Matrils be also, the Shoshovets, Pisket Shuva, they don't like it. Ida Shiva's Tzion says it's most, it's considered Dovashena Miskaven and Misasek Bialmo. Oh, and Uvart. It's a Dovashena Miskaven and Misasek. I don't want any bugs. I Misasek Vichalovim Varayas Chayev. What's the next two words? Shekei Nene. What kind of Nene? Nene from Copa Pods. What are you kidding me?
Protein.
Sorry?
Protein.
Protein? That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. He says, it's not a joke. They say that these kind of bugs that we all ingest, like it or not, have protein. Should we say that I'm nana because I have protein? I think that nana means physical pleasure. Not that my muscles are strong because I have the Copa Pods. I want to check my muscles versus the muscles of the guys who are filtering the water. They're probably stronger than I am. I don't believe I have any gain from these proteins from the copper pots, if they're there. We'll capture that later. Anyway, it's a good point. I got to think about that. And it's a good point, no? What if the doctor says, yeah, it's good for you if you have copper pots? It's good. Don't filter the water. Well, that's a chicane then, even though no one tastes, no one knows the difference. You put two cups of water, no one's going to know what. Ask your doctor if it really helps in any way. Your father's a doctor. Ask him.
Wouldn't it make a difference if you're lacking proteins? Meaning, like, if you're not lacking,
I hear what you're saying.
Having more protein.
Yeah. You're saying this, but Ben, our doctor, his name is not only his name is Ben, but he's also Ben, a doctor, is saying to us that maybe there's no point in extra protein if you're not lacking the protein. Maybe. Ask your father all these questions. Come back tomorrow with the answer. Again, tomorrow is no copper pot day. Tomorrow is the Tainus Esther. So we have to make sure there's no barriers, no nemolim, no zvuvim, no yitushim, nothing. But we are. When is mencha? Did they announce schedule yet? They put it on the board. When's mencha tomorrow in the yeshiva? We get it an hour and a half before mencha. That's we'll start the shiur. So we'll give you a chance to learn a little bit extra. You know when it is? You'll see yourself on the board tomorrow. If it's 12:30, we'll start shiur at 11. If it's 1, we'll start shiur at 11:30, Sunday schedule. Whatever it is. Weiter. He says, not everyone agrees to this. Okay? So you put it in your mouth, it's a suffix aveira. Fine. And it's not called Eina Miskaven. One second. Maybe it's gonna the bria will be chewed up in your mouth. He's saying, when I put it in my mouth, since it's a possibility, I'm going to chew it up and put the ois barrier, so therefore it's Dava Shenim is coming. But then he says, Chalil Ismach, I don't know why. That's what he says. But Mir Damotzi, maybe you can include this in the Cheshm. Even Chilkel, did we see Chilkel Bifnim yesterday? Didn't we see that? Kuv Beis and Beis, didn't we see that yesterday? If you Chilkel Bifnim, Chilkel Bifchutz, I showed it to you, right? So he says, Yochanan, Beria, whatever, but two of them most, you can't say Derech Achilosa. No one wants to eat this thing. Afa Gav Da Torah Osroso, Afilu Mamash Mos, Beria, Misrasik Samach Lebidioso, Evsha de Bechagav No Choshe Beria, Tzorech Iyim. Or a great Alola Halacha. Alright. Fine. Now I'll ask you questions. Mishkanus Yaakov, 10%. Okay? You checked out 100 Kufsol Shoyerek. Hanikra, what's the magic word? Broccoli. And they found bugs in all of them. You know, they sell millions over the year. Okay, you have to check. Now here's what comes out. This is critical. Beis is what I want to talk to you about. Beis, to me, is very, very critical. Mistaber. Tekevan din bolechol es kol ha'aguda shel chasa. Who's it? Anyone from Israel here? Any Israelis who's lived in Israel at all? Anybody lived in Israel for a period of time? Nobody. What's an aguda shel chasa? A what?
Lettuce.
A bundle. You buy lettuce by the bundle?
A head of lettuce.
I think it probably means head, although the word aguda to me, I asked an Israeli, they couldn't figure it out. There's an expression in the Gemara, aguda shel yerek. But it doesn't make sense for lettuce. I thought it means probably a head of lettuce, probably. Tzrichim lachsho shehi bitulas v'tom bedika. V'meila. I efshar gam lahatir ola achas me'atam shekeneged zeh leke klal b'yadamotzi. In other words, the shoel asked from Shlomo Zalman, is the shoel in here or not? Hold on a second. Is the shoel here? Well, I'm going the wrong direction. No. Only doesn't have the shayli. Only has the tshuva. The shoel said, look, I'll have one leaf of lettuce. Do the arithmetic. This one leaf, it's a Mirchen Amatzi. Okay, close. Oh, I'm going to have one leaf of lettuce, and it's a Mirchen Amatzi. Stop. Oh, I'll have one more leaf of lettuce, and it's a Mirchen Amatzi. Can have a whole head of lettuce, one leaf at a time. Sounds good to me. Why not? Shlomo Zalman. No. Okay. Sheesh lahachmir ki ilu yodim sheesh tolas besocha aguda, the whole head. V'kula tzricha bedika. V'im lo kein, if you're going to tell me, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's reductio ad absurdum. Let's assume for the moment that one leaf is the portion for the day. There are many people that have, you know, a big leaf of lettuce, right? You with me? On the bottom, you see that? Big leaf of lettuce on the bottom of the plate, and they put on top of it whatever they put on this food. You've seen this. A leaf could be very big, a leaf of lettuce. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, don't sell me a bill of goods that as long as there's a less than 10% chance that this one leaf of lettuce has a bug, which is very likely, it's less than 10%, one leaf, that's mutter without checking. That's ridiculous. If you're going to say that, what's the reductio ad absurdum? The imlokein, efshe tamid lecho chatzi pri, o reva, have a half, that's too much, have a quarter. For lismo gozeh, shekeneged chatzi leka klal hashir shamir hamotzi. Some say, one of our professors here says, that one person's reductio ad absurdum is another person's eino chinami. I thought eino chinami. That's what I thought. It depends on whatever you put into your mouth in one shot. If you put into a mouth in one shot a quarter of an apple, and guys, ever eat an apple? Do you eat it a quarter of an apple? Probably much less than that in one bite. So whatever you eat in that one bite, is that an aveira or not an aveira? Who says I'm going to take another bite? I mean, I'm allowed to, but I'm only taking one bite at a time. I thought eino chinami. I think that's absurd. And since that's absurd, so for the same token, you can't count the whole leaf of lettuce either. Because if you're going to cut it into pieces, be logical and cut it to the piece that's in your mouth at one time. Which is exactly what I think. He thinks it's ridiculous, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Weiter. Ki lo yadati minolon leschashev and misper ha'olim shel derech ha'ochlim uchad amorim shecholim tomer lechol kima kima. In other words, don't count by the portion. In other words, the average person eats one leaf, two leaves. No. So it can count by every bite? For this klab was alachalik by nechal the other mechal al yoser. What if I give that? Give the leaf the lettuce. I'll give you some. It's a divide by the number of people in the head of lettuce. You have to follow the entire head of lettuce. Quantum Shlomo Zalman. That's his chiddush. To me, this is a chiddush nifla v'naira. Because Rabbosai, lettuce comes in many different sizes. There's the small ones, the big ones, the huge ones, the humongous ones. And let me ask you another question. What is the numerator? If the numerator here is a head of lettuce, right? Okay, figure it out, right? What's the numerator of New York City water? The whole reservoir. Where'd you align? So maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman only means if it's one organic unit, like a head of lettuce. But then it's going to be limited to organic units. It's not going to apply to anything but. I don't know. I'm just showing to you what Rav Shlomo Zalman says over here. This. Now, is this correct? Is this correct? Do we paskin this way? Let's go back to our other sefer, the kuntres. Where?
Still on the red.
This?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Watch this. Watch. What's going on there? What page is this? Is this page 100?
Yeah.
Let me go back one. Oh. Mir tamotzi. Me'ikar adin. Notice that word. It's a very quick phrase. Me'ikar adin nire sheshlachashlo keneged kol tut v'tut. Talking about strawberries over here. Each strawberry is counted separately. Why? Sharei darko le'ochel kol pri l'chud. Rabbi Osai, who eats strawberries in this room? Who's willing to admit that he eats strawberries? I don't know if that's a pig, you'll get thrown out of your shoe. Okay. When you eat a strawberry, and a different size of the strawberry, so let's say strawberries this big. And how many, you can admit it, no one knows who you are. And how many takes do you take down the strawberry? Who takes it down in one in once? Who in two? Who in three? Who in four? You have one polite person and a worthy assistant. But, oh yeah, yeshiva guys. I'm not talking about this humongous, outsized, gigantic mega strawberries. So they have some. They have the wedding cities. The regular little ones that we buy in the store. That's expensive, you know. It's small. Yeshivish. Come on. Okay. So Meikar Adin, he says it depends on each and every strawberry, which is exactly what I thought. So Afilim Naniach Shashir Mei Amosi Dinu 10%. Yeshlim So Charakim Lefachos Al Echad Mikol Asara Tutim. Now, very important. Everyone agrees nowadays you have to cut off the top piece, which has that little green stem. That's where all the bugs are. You cut those out. Even in my house we do that. We cut off the top. Actually, we rinse it a little bit. But even we rinse all our fruits. But sometimes you should rinse it with soap and water. Whatever it is, the soap somehow gets the bugs out. But if you use regular plain water, you're not going to find bugs in one of every 10 strawberries. He's assuming now, Meikar Adin, that you count each and every strawberry separately. Let's go back over here. Watch this. Once we're here. Watch this now. He says, Sikum. Okay? Me'ikar, get the same phrase. Look at the same phrase. Me'ikar Adin. Lo. What is the next page of this? Techoshe Mitzir Sulu Mir Tamatsui. Elen Nimsoin Charakim ala Siris Vyoser Mea Peros Atzma. One exception. But tonight, Shein Eile Peros Ketanim Anacholim Kama Bavasachas. My word! If you have rice, I'll take one. What's the right word? Grain of rice. That's ridiculous. Everybody say, who in this room eats one grain of rice at a time? Maybe Dovi? Yeah, put a spoonful of rice. I'm a machmir. You have to take the whole spoonful. That's a matter. That is what we call the Me'ikar Adin. That is Me'ikar Adin. That's what it says. That is Me'ikar Adin. Now, at the end of the day, he's going to say, that's Me'ikar Adin. Okay? Omnam. He continues with the more, how should I say, conventional wisdom. But Mokum of Adobah Shal Darko Shal Odom Lechol Kama Protim Besuda Achas. Nirish yesh lachshosh against Meikar Adin. V'lachshov kineged kamus shekazu. What does that mean? Kamus sheregilim l'vashel l'suda achas. An entire meal. This is the shita which Rabbi Shlomo Zalman rejected. Shlomo Zalman said the entire organic unit. So the three possibilities. The entire organic unit, that's defined. Shlomo Zalman. Then when he considers the conventional wisdom, whatever's made for an entire meal. And then when he calls the Meikar Adin, what are you putting in your mouth in one shot? I'm an Meikar Adin man. I've been saying this for years. I'm so happy to see it in print. I was a lone wolf. No one. It was a cooler shade over to the whole until I saw this in print. Now the two of us, I think, are up against the whole world. But I think it makes logical sense. Each and every act is to be treated individually, and I'm allowed to take this bite. That's what I think. Now, even he is saying that a unit is a unit if it's a significant unit. In other words, he's not going to say over here. Somewhere he says over here like this. Let's stop here because I don't like to go up past the time. We'll stop. We made a lot of progress today, Baruch Hashem. Believe that tomorrow we'll continue. And anything you want to tell me about bugs, tell me now. Because I want to be able to have your input in analyzing this very critical halacha l'maaseh.